Hello, how's it, Evan? Welcome to Wet Feet. We're, I guess, the world's only stand-up store specializing in stand-up that we know of. So we got a big selection of paddles here, probably the biggest you'll find anywhere. And I'll just start from the left. And
okay.
Okay, this is a steering paddle, C4. Steering paddle for surfing canoe. Big paddle here. We get a shot of it. And then...
What about the wooden one?
This is an ornamental paddle. This is hang on the wall for looks. So. Got one of theirs in here. This is the quick blade. We'll start with this one.
Okay.
This is one of our most popular paddles. It's full carbon.
Has like a, some kind of a... What is this camouflage thing over here?
Yeah, you got a choice of grips with this one. So you can get that T-top with a EVA wrap on it, so it's pretty grippy. Or you can get the regular molded one.
So the,
probably what more people have
the
seen.
EVA wrap one, can you buy that after, or you have to buy the T in advance?
Well, you can
like
choose
that.
Whatever one you want. And then we cut them and we size them to fit.
Oh, so the EVA, wrapped one on that is not from QuickBlade or
it is?
Oh, okay.
It is. It's an option from them.
Kind of cool.
Yes, you can choose whatever one you want. So, when you get to the good paddles, you notice all the shapes are really similar. They all have this shape. This one and the C4 and the Kilo, they're all very similar. So they got them pretty dialed in, and they all have this dihedral here. It's kind of a spine coming down the middle here. And what that does is it helps stabilize the paddle in the pool so it doesn't wobble so much when you pull back.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about this C4 paddle is it's got this inlaid rubber edge.
This one's quick blade, huh?
Or, I'm sorry, yeah, quick blade. Got the inlaid rubber edge so that when you bang your board, it doesn't ding your board up. So this is unique to the quick blade. It's got a round shaft. Some I'll go through the shafts too as we go through the paddle. But this one has a round shaft. It's kind of got a...
kind of flexible though.
Yeah, pretty flexy shaft. But they have two shafts. They have a stiffer one. So this is the flexier shaft. It kind of has an interleaved carbon. The carbon kind of goes like this.
So what's the difference between a stiff shaft and then the regular shaft that's a little bit more flexible?
Well, I guess the idea... I'm not an expert in... You know, I haven't been... paddling for a zillion years like a lot of these guys, but what you feel when you paddle is that the catch is kind of slow, and then as you finish it kind of accelerates through the stroke like a swimmer. You start slow and finishes fast, so that's kind of the idea with the flexor shaft. You have a little whip at the end,
mm-hmm.
so it accelerates you. Some guys like that. It's all personal preference, but he does have a stiffer shaft, so depending on what you want, and you can see the difference in
the... Oh yeah, like the weave looks different and
yeah,
stuff, huh?
You can see the difference. So this one on the right is stiffer, and this one on the left is flexier.
So this one. Interesting. And then you both of these have the...
Yeah, you can choose whatever one you want. It comes with
camouflage.
Either that or whatever you want. That or the molded T-top. So that's the quick blade. It's also the lightest paddle we have. If you pick it up, this is the lightest one. So the distance paddlers like this a lot. Because less fatigue during the races.
See, the blade is 9-inch blade though, right?
Yeah, these are all 9s. The quick blades are all 9s.
So are you riding 9-inch blade?
I am. A lot of people like 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
I like the 9.
Are they coming out with an 8.5 or 8?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Okay, so I guess we'll move
get
to
these
the
Surf
C4.
Tech ones, right?
Yeah, let's move to the C4 because this is probably the other real popular one. So C4 has quite a variety of paddles. They got a full carbon one, they got a fiberglass one, they got a hybrid one that's wood shaft with carbon blade, and the prices go from $325 for the full carbon to $240 for the all fiberglass, so you can have...
Oh, so the fiberglass is way cheaper then?
Yeah, yeah. Material's cheaper, so you can, you know, for the economy-minded person, they can get a... less expensive one. But this shaft is fairly stiff, and a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you got to get moving.
Yeah, in the surf. So this is a really popular paddle. Has the molded T-top. And what we do is when the customer comes in, we size it to them. We usually go about 8 inches above their head, and then we cut it and we glue it the top on for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it varies. Some guys go down as low as 6 inches above their head. Some guys go as long as 12 inches above their head.
Probably depends if you're surfing or not, right?
Yep.
You just go shorter if you surf and then longer if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you notice also this one has the same type of dihedral, although the shape is different. Everyone's got their own idea on the shape.
Seems to have a little bit more of a dihedral than the other one, and it goes a little bit farther down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a paddle I use. I like that paddle.
Yep. So this is 325. That quick blade is actually the more expensive one. It's 340. And then
340.
The C4 comes in, it's like you said, 9 and 8.5. So depending on the width of the blade.
Are you guys selling a lot of the 9s or more 8.5s?
More 8.5s, I think.
Uh huh. How about these hybrid wooden, the wooden and fiberglass? Huh? Is that what that is? Is that carbon or is that fiberglass?
I think it's carbon. But this one, fiberglass. You can see the shaft is more flexing. Mm-hmm. For those guys who like the feel of wood, the traditional feel.
Or for girls, right?
Well, I mean, a lot of guys like the feel of wood. So it's all, again, preference, yeah.
Plus it's less expensive, that one.
Yep, less expensive. And then we have the all fiberglass one. It's at 240, and you can see it looks identical to the carbon, but
it's just,
when
I think
you flex it, it's way flexier.
Oh, is it? I thought it was just a little bit heavier was the only thing on this one.
It's the shaft is flexier, definitely flexier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
And the C4 you can also get in a two-piece. So this is an all-carbon two-piece.
That's only if you're going to travel a lot or something, or what?
Yeah, if you want to stash it in your car and you don't want it to get stolen. But C4 did a really good job on the two-piece. The tolerance is really tight. You can see it's pretty hard to get them apart. It's really close tolerance. And another good idea, what we found is for keikis, the little kids, what we can do is we can use this for them to grow into. So what we do is cut it really short for when they're starting out and maybe down to here. And then we save this part for the owner, and then when they get bigger, we just replace it. We get a new T-top, and mm-hmm. cut a little longer piece for the top cap. So
that's what I did for my son.
Yeah, mm-hmm. looks good. So actually, this is the most expensive because it's a two-piece. It's $350. Okay, so that's C4.